This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, so there's a reason why we leave it to you guys to determine picking sides and whatever. Because, oh my God, all we did was bring up the Favre situation, and it touched off a nerve with both sides yet again. So whichever side you're on, so be it. We talked about Favre. We talked about the Raiders. You guys can talk about it.
You can have a field day in the chat if you choose to.
Go for it.
It was just we just played what Brett Favre said. So,
and the amateur comedians that like to throw in their little comments as well into the text line. That probably is reasons why we don't put text lines front and center.
Haven't looked at it once, but I will eventually.
You don't have to.
Check it out. So I got a few details on the Sterling Brown situation, one of which kind of concerns me.
From the booby trap?
From the booby trap strip club.
Okay, bring it to me.
Apparently, according to The Athletic, Sterling Brown, when they were leaving the strip club, accidentally entered the wrong fan. And that's what initiated the fight. So his assailant started attacking them, got hit over the head with a bottle. Kevin Porter Jr. jumped in to help him out. And that's what the concerning part is, because we're talking about Kevin Porter Jr., a guy that we need to develop, the Rockets need to develop.
Right.
And the last thing you need is to have him hurt, seriously, because it's a strip club. And when fights happen at strip clubs and bars, it
How
could be.
How old is Kevin Porter Jr., Nick?
Oh, I didn't even think it. But it might be 18 and up club, though.
Boy. Okay, well, maybe we should check that when we look up the booby trap.
Let's look up to see if the booby trap is 18 and up or 21 and up.
So we need to find out what the age limitations are at the booby trap.
Didn't even think about that.
I'm here for you, brother. I need to find out. Again, look, this is a guy that had a very inauspicious start to his career. He's somewhat started to resurrect it in Houston. God bless John Lucas for being on the staff, because he is amazing. But the last thing this franchise needs, with how they are just tiptoeing a fine line on so many different levels, the last thing they need is the one of two or three bright spots on this team. What are you doing at the strip club with Sterling Brown?
Man. He's 20 years old. I'm still trying to figure out if it's an 18 and up strip club or not. But it doesn't say. I'm looking on their website right now. It's not a smart move. Kevin Porter Jr. is the part that concerns me, because, I mean, look, I expect these guys to go out, but the last thing they need is them to be getting into, like, physical altercations. Not a good look. And they were talking about how they were genuinely afraid for his life. Silas was genuinely scared about the whole situation.
I got to look now, Nick. Now you're going to make me look. How did he play against the Heat the next night?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got to look now, because now if he didn't play well in that game,
that might have something to do with it.
Might have, yeah.
Well, if he was injured or if he was hurt, and that's a question I would imagine. And look, I got to check out The Athletic. I'm just going the full story on The Athletic, because that's who reported. I believe it was Kelly Eco.
He was a minus 16 in the plus minus. He had 18 points on 6 of 14 shooting, 3 of 7 for downtown. It wasn't bad. He played 31 minutes. So, I mean, at least he was in double figures and wasn't awful shooting. But come on, man. We don't need Kevin Porter Jr. out on a back-to-back in Miami at a strip club.
Yeah, and look, and Kevin Porter Jr. probably did what the natural teammate was, you know, probably felt obligated to do, right? You have a teammate, you're out. You obviously made the decision to go out and have some good times with your teammates. The altercation happened. What are you going to do, walk away from the situation?
Oh, good point there. But again, the other thing, too, that needs to be questioned is, in all my time with the team, if the guys were going out, one of the security guys was going with. Because for no other reason, they were going to make sure nothing like that happened.
Yeah.
And at least when Harden went out, the team had the one guy specifically assigned to James. Everybody, James told everybody it was his security guard. The team was paying for that guy. And that guy's sole responsibility was James Harden. So if James was there with the guys, built-in security. And it helps. Believe me, it helps. And I'll give you the one example, Nick. The reason why you may not remember it is because there was security there. There was a guy. James had his window down, leaving, I believe, a strip club. And a guy got lippy. And James tried to punch him. And it never became an issue. Do you know why? Because James had a security guy there. And he handled all of it from that point further. And it was never brought up again.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably what you need. I would imagine every player, every team needs that security guy. Because, you know, they're going to go out and have some fun. And when they're going to different cities, they're going to want to explore. So I can absolutely see that being a situation. But not good just because he's young and you want him to develop and you want him to do well. But
to me, it sounds like a setup, Nick, and I don't know.
It sounds like an accident. If he really did go into the wrong van, because I can see how that can aggravate somebody.
Sure.
You're opening up the door. Oh, this is my ride, right? And then you walk up into the Sprinter. And next thing you know, like, well, who are you? Man, get out of my car. And that, you know, that, and everybody's drinking. You don't necessarily have to be completely drunk. You can just be a little under the influence. And boom, that liquid courage pops up. Who knows? Who knows what happened?
Well, and if you're not taking the same van you took to get there, you're just waiting for a ride, whether it be Uber or otherwise, or the hotel sending one, you don't know if they pull up, if the van door opens up and you assume it's yours. You know what? It could be a trap, Nick. It could be a booby trap.
I still haven't seen if it's 18 and up, and I don't even care to know anymore.
I care. He's not 21.
I'll call him in the commercial break.
Yeah, call him. I want to hear that. Call the booby trap and find out if they have any age restrictions. I need to know.
I'll call them because only Twitch will be able to hear it.
Good. I want to hear it. Me and the Twitchers want to hear it because it's information that people need to know.
Okay. I will definitely do that. We'll do that in the break. We'll confirm whether or not Booby Trap on the River is an 18 and up strip club or a 21 and up strip club. And let's be real. Even if it was 21 and up, Joel. And they knew that there was the rockets that were coming in. Are they going to stop them and say, you know what? You're not allowed to come in?
346, Nick says, why are you snitching on him? Joel and Nick are snitching.
Oh, yeah, because we're the ones that we're the ones that are snitching. Yeah,
that makes we're sense. The ones. Well, you're listening and you're loving, so just join in. It's
believe
all
me,
fun.
If he got into a club when he wasn't supposed to, believe me, it's not going to be us that are going to be reporting that. Believe that.
Did you also catch this? Because here's another text. Is he not established enough to be called KPJ? No, he's not.
No.
But he's also giving himself his own nickname to the broadcaster. Did you catch that? Scoots.
Kevin Porter Jr. did?
Yeah. He emailed, I believe, Bullard and said, you either can call me KPJ or Scoots. That's my nickname.
Why Scoots?
I don't want to know.
I'm not sure Scoots. I don't know. I don't
know. A couple times in the last couple games, Bullard's tried to work in Scoots. I'm an NBA player. I don't know that I want to go by Scoots.
I think Bill Worrell probably could deliver that nickname pretty well.
You ever had the Scoots, Nick?
That's the route you're taking with that.
No, I'm asking you a question. No. Chiquita has.
Has she?
I bet you.
The Scoots?
Have you never seen a dog when they...
Oh, yes, she has. It's called the Scoots. It's called the Scoots. Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah.
We need to get some explanation as to why he wants to be called Scoots. That's really weird.
For someone that talked about fake IDs, you guys are sure worried about him being underage. No, we're just bringing up a point.
I don't care. That he is or not. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't even bother me that he was or not. I don't care.
We're just talking here. This is what we do. So again, why do you guys feel like that's pertinent and you want to take time out of your day to text us? It's stupid. Astros, by the way, and someone's asking, they just got out of college class, what's Urquidy doing? Well, look, I'm not putting this on Urquidy. When you're throwing in temperatures that are sub 32 because there's frozen precipitation called snow flurrying around the stadium, I'm not going to expect Jose Urquidy to be pinpoint with his accuracy, dropping breaking pitches from all over the place and shutting out the Rockies. I just hope the Astros offense wakes up a little bit more.
I saw when he mentioned it in Twitch, but when I looked up, he had two on base. And then when I looked back up, the inning was over. So yeah. I don't know what happened. So trying to keep up with it as we're on the show as well. Yeah. Scoots, though. Scoots.
See, someone said this is why I listen to y'all. Y'all are awesome. Well, that's what we're doing. We're just having fun conversation. We're not the fun police. We're not trying to get Scoots in trouble. We're not trying to get Sterling from being banned from the booby trap.
It's the second day I'm called a snitch. Yesterday I was at the producer narc. I was like, that's not nice.
No, that's Dick Willie on Twitch.
Was that Dick Willie?
No, he's the narc. Yeah, not you.
I'm not at the producer narc.
That's pretty funny.
I'm at the producer, Nick.
But look, you're going marathon on me today. I mean, you're not only producing the Palillo show, you did the Palillo show. Doing this show.
Dell and I did it. Yeah, Tyler was producing. It was fun. He had
some major work today.
He takes issue with me liking Cool Ranch Doritos, which is unreal. And apparently I'm a child for liking the variety pack.
Well, that you might be.
See, I had three people say otherwise. They called
Why
in.
Why would you go variety pack? The little bags?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Because you can't stop eating them, so you might as well get the big bag and get what you deserve.
No, see, that's the thing. If you just bring one bag to work, you can portion size. You can control it. All the other chips are left at home. You're eating the one bag here. I got a method to my madness. I know what I'm doing. You and Dell don't know what you're talking about, okay? All right, and Cool Ranch Doritos is not bad.
You're telling me you can stop off of one of those little fun-sized lunch box-sized bags of
chips.
Here,
at home, that's a different story.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not bringing chips to work because that's a no-win situation. Because no matter what the situation is, unless they have a vending machine with more, once you have that little bag, it's not going to satisfy you. Then you want more and you can't get them because you left them at home. So you just don't eat them here.
Nah, I disagree. That's the reason why I've been able to keep this thin figure. If you look at most of the radio guys on the fourth floor, a lot of them wish they had my figure because they're just so big. But if you look at me, I know how to portion size. I know how to keep my figure straight. You struggle a little bit. AJ struggles a little bit. Fred Fowler struggles a little bit. I, on the other hand, I know what I'm doing. Variety pack is the way to go. It's portion size. It's watching your calories.
Suddenly, you're a professional eater.
Yeah, I am.
You are a professional eater.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on point.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the chat, Jet on Twitch. Don't know where you've been, but thanks for stopping in. Shout out to Mr. Brostash, my dude. He's been battling the Rona for the last few days, but he thinks he's turned the corner finally. Let's hope so. Glad to have you back and about.
Didn't know that. That's not good.
See, Klopp's had the same kind of humor I had, only instead of taking it to the canine version, he took it to Taco Bell and said, after eating there, you might have had the scoots. Also a distinct possibility. So that's the kind of conversations we're having here. That's the fun and games department. We're in the final hour. That's what we do in the third hour. It's the post-game show, remember? It's Nick and Joel. It's Press Box, ESPN.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Thank you for calling the booby trap. This is Chanel. Yeah, this is Chicago Sean. I'm in town with my AAU basketball team. Do you guys have any kind of age restrictions at the booby trap? What'd you find out, Nick?
They wouldn't answer. I called three times. They wouldn't answer.
So and it's open 24 hours.
Yeah.
But not answering calls at a certain time?
It says on the site that it's open 24 hours. But when I called twice, or three times, I should say, it didn't. They just kept ringing. No voicemail. No push one for this, push two for that.
Could be bait and switch. Or, Nick, it could be a booby trap.
You really like saying that.
It's just because everybody was so afraid to say it the first day. Even John and Lance were like, can we say that? I mean, can you say that on
the
air?
No, it's the other version that we can't say, the one that starts with the T. Yeah. We can say boobs.
Yeah.
You can't say the other one.
But
JD, you can leave those details out, sir.
Yeah.
Mega Blast on Twitch. Yeah. We appreciate you participating.
Do we?
Maybe we don't. But I don't need to know I don't need to know about your stool, buddy.
In massive description about the symptoms he had from being sick this weekend. We don't need that.
Yeah.
Nick, and I hate to carry over a conversation from a previous show.
No problem.
The show before us, which happens to be you and Dell today.
Okay.
But someone texted in and said, the issue with a variety pack, it has stuff you don't like, and you either waste it or you're forced to eat it even though you don't like it because it's part of the pack.
It's not true. None of you guys are throwing those away. You're going to consume it because that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what radio people do. If you're going to get a variety pack, you're going to eat everything in that variety pack. Otherwise, you don't buy the variety pack. Then you just buy the single. Doesn't that make more sense?
No,
but if you buy the variety pack, you're going to like, that means you like all the flavors.
No. It's like going to the grocery store for apples, but you're forced to get oranges and pears too. Whether you like them or not, it's not what you went there for. You're going for, and the reason why you shop and you purchase is to get things you like. So why would you go, and you've said, and we've had this discussion before, if Cool Ranch is your favorite, then why subject yourself to your second or third choice at any point in the discussion when you can get 100% of your favorite at 100% the volume you'd like at any time?
Yeah, but that's the part you missed. It's not my favorite. I don't like to be confined to one flavor. I don't have really a favorite flavor.
Are you one of those guys that likes to make
I want to change it up.
Jalapeno pizza flavored Pringles by putting them together in little stacks?
I already told you, man. I would do something like that. Like tahini. That tahini that we're not talking about
flavoring the chips. I'm talking about if you do what the commercial suggests and take multiple flavors and stack them.
Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Like if I'm going for Doritos, I'm just going for the bag of the brand of the kind of Doritos I like the best, which would be Cool Ranch.
And then, well, yeah, I like Cool Ranch. I like Cool Ranch. I like the spicy nacho. I like the 3D version. I like the regular nacho cheese. The other criticism I got for the variety pack was, well, they have Lay's, and I don't eat Lay's. Who doesn't eat Lay's? Who doesn't eat Lay's potato chips? Why am I so basic? Because I like Lay's potato chips. And if you're throwing burgers on the grill, you don't like Lay's potato chips with your burgers?
No.
What?
I don't put chips on my burgers.
No, with your burger. And, yeah, I would put it in my burger, too.
On it.
Yeah, I would put it in the
bun.
That's
weird.
I don't always do that, but I would.
Like, you put chips on a sandwich. That's weird.
It's not weird.
It is.
Ketchup on a steak is weird.
I don't put ketchup on a steak. I put ketchup on chips sometimes.
See, that's weird.
You put ketchup on fries?
Of course.
Are fries a potato product?
Yes.
Thank you. Are chips a potato product?
Why would you put ketchup on chips?
Answer the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then I win.
You would take that ketchup Doritos that the ketchup chips and put ketchup on that?
No, because I don't need the ketchup chips because I'll just get regular chips and put ketchup on.
Okay. Have you tried the ketchup chips yet?
One of my proudest fathering moments so far is the fact that I have Taylor putting ketchup on pretzels and ketchup on grilled cheese.
That's the last thing.
It's a win-win for me,
You don't
Nick.
Want Taylor hooked on ketchup right now.
Oh, but I do.
Not really.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Are you getting her the boring sodium-free ketchup?
No, that's Lisa. No, I'm not. Believe me, there's going to be a time, and this is a dangerous situation for me because this is pickup window time. There is a time in which Lisa's not going to be in the car with us, and I will give Taylor the option at McDonald's.
I mean, I would do the same thing.
I believe it's the kid's choice.
Agreed. I'm not actually going to disagree with you there. I'm not going to disagree. I can see how you're getting in trouble from Lisa because of this situation, but I don't think if you're hooking her up with McDonald's, she's going to go up to mommy and say, Mommy, guess what Joel got? Guess what daddy got me? Mm. Oh, she will?
We got an issue. We've been trying to work on that. There are certain things
you're trying to teach her not to snitch on you.
Yeah, there's certain things that we're trying to keep as part of the DD, the daddy daughter relationship.
Okay,
that we're trying to keep away.
You haven't taught her not to snitch yet?
I've tried. Sometimes she just can't help herself.
Yeah, I get it. That makes it.
She's the child of two broadcasting parents. She has the gift of gab. Yeah. Sometimes too much.
Yeah, I can see that being an issue. But you got to distract her when you do take her to McDonald's, and you know you're going to get in trouble. You gotta think of a topic of discussion once you get back to the house that completely distracts her from any of the great times she had at McDonald's.
Think about for a second, by the way, if this isn't the worst it could be. The worst case scenario is not mommy, daddy asked me if I wanted a burger at McDonald's. The worst is we're all at like open house at the school and Taylor goes, yeah, mommy, you know when daddy had gas last night and was farting all over? And I'm like, really? Really?
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. Really? Right? And Lisa's like, oh my God. And I'm like, look, first of all, I didn't like put it on center stage, but if she heard me, so what? I didn't expect her to go to class and run her mouth. My mom used to call it diarrhea of the mouth. That's exactly what it is, JD. Raining out of her mouth. Words that don't need to be said in public.
That's hilarious.
No, really.
Now I really want to find out a way to convince Taylor not to snitch. I'm trying to figure out what can I do. There's got to be something. Like right when you walk in the house, just give her an iPad and have her play games. Don't even let her talk to her mom. That's not going to work. That's why I'm not a parent.
Amongst other reasons. But, you know, an AR Platinum is like, look, he's talking about the fact that he knows not to tell mama how long he was playing on his Nintendo Switch. Look, Taylor knows about iPad time and all that other stuff, but she has a hard time understanding the concept of what's public consumption, knowledge, information, and what we just keep at the house.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the thing with kids. They're honest and they're pure and they're transparent, and adults are sick human beings and they're terrible. That's basically what it is. That's why she can't lie, because she's just a young soul. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, it looks like we got someone who wants to talk about
chips.
The chips. Robert is on the press box. What's up, man?
Okay, guys. Okay, yes. I love potato chips, yes. and I can see your point with the correlation of the fries. Yes. But nobody wants it makes the chips soggy, and nobody wants to eat a soggy potato chip.
Agreed.
But Robert, here's the answer to that. You don't put the ketchup on the chip and let it sit like nacho cheese on nachos. You dip the chip into the ketchup and immediately put it in your pie hole.
All right, it looks like we lost.
Then the chip doesn't get soggy, and you get the same, with the exception of the temperature of the chip, you get the same exact feedback as you would from a fry in ketchup.
I actually agree with you there, because it's not going to get soggy. It's not like you're eating cereal. It's not like you're putting chips into the bowl and then you're drenching it with ketchup. You're doing it chip by chip, I'm assuming.
Would you put ketchup on mashed potatoes? The fact that the answer is yes, I would, and I have on multiple occasions.
That's no. You don't put ketchup on mashed potatoes. You let the garlic and the butter do its work. You let the seasoning do its work. The salt and pepper do its work. You do not, and under any circumstances, do you put ketchup on mashed potatoes,
Joel. As I've told you.
No.
Everything depends on how good it is. If it's a sucky burger, to make it taste better, you put I put ketchup on it anyway.
Right.
You put ketchup on it. If the eggs were bad, but we were on the road, and you got to eat them, then you can put ketchup
on
it.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. And mashed potatoes, something's wrong with your brain, bro.
You know as well as I do, there are people that can't make them right. And if you get them and they're not, and they don't
they're
have
bland.
The garlic, and they don't have the bland. Yeah,
they're bland. They,
yeah, if they're bland, I put ketchup on
it. No, you don't put ketchup to, you know.
Why?
You season it. You put more salt. You season it with something else, maybe a little tahini, something like that.
Maybe that's not there.
You don't put ketchup on mashed potatoes.
I do.
It's illegal. By the way,
it's not illegal.
In the state of Texas, it is.
No, it's not. You know what's illegal?
What?
Going to the booby trap when you're not 21. That's my guess.
You're gonna. I'll call him again when I get to the house. I'll call him in the break.
Call during next break. Maybe someone will answer. Maybe Mercedes got off of stage too. Ketchup does not go on chips. You're crazy. Okay, I'm crazy, but yes, it does. Ketchup on brats. No, I do not. Again, unless they're not good brats. If they're cooked correctly, no. If they're not. And first of all, for you brat connoisseurs in the Midwest, do not get the boiled brats or the you get fresh bratwurst. You don't get the ones that come in like a white casing that they've already been kind of pre-cooked or they're processed. No, don't do that. That's just like Nick's cheese curds deep fried. You don't do that either. Chips on sandwiches is just the same. No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm. That's the one thing. Usually, I've been told I was wrong all day, but the one thing people seem to be agreeing with me on is chips in a sandwich. I don't really see anybody have issues with chips in a sandwich. Not one person.
Someone said it must be a weird Wisconsin thing. It may be, but they said Joel probably puts ketchup on his steak. No, I've already verified that with Nick and AJ and others. No, I do not put it on steak. Okay, now I see why Taylor likes potato chips and ketchup, because Joel has the palate of a 5-year-old. And you know what? And you have the IQ of one. So it doesn't matter one way or the other. That's the way these things work. Ketchup on meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Yes! Now you're getting it! Half hour to go in the program. Hang with us. Much more to come. Press Box ESPN.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, Nick, some of the texts. I got to believe, I don't know if you're even going to go with this one.
Okay.
There's two of them I don't think you're going to go with. Okay, first one says, guys got you beat. Brother-in-law does ketchup on tamales. Not even I. Nope.
I'm not big on tamales. I've had them. I like them sometimes. So I really can't really criticize you on you if you put ketchup on tamales, but I would never do it. I would never do it. I would never put it on the taco. And what Mexican entree does ketchup go well?
I don't think it does.
Like what? Is there something where, I mean, it's not like they're foreign to ketchup. I would imagine they have, but my point is, when you talk about traditional entrees, you don't really think of ketchup.
Most of the arguments that I'll put up are potato-based because it's similar, like fries and chips or mashed potatoes. Or someone said, you don't put ketchup on a baked potato. I have.
I wouldn't do that either.
So here's an example of that. Do you eat, what do they call them? Breakfast potatoes, if you go out for breakfast.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll put ketchup on that.
See, exactly. So here's exactly how I can teach you how some of these things were developed in me. Growing up, my mom and dad owned and operated their own restaurant. Okay. My dad was the main cook. All right. He was sober. On weekends, when he would cook for the family, he would do so while also partaking in beverages.
Nothing wrong with that.
From time to time, he'd spend more time with the beverages than the food, and before you know it, they got a little well done. So suddenly, my baked potato was more like breakfast potatoes. But you know what? We didn't have the option to not eat it or choose something else.
No, you got to consume that.
So in order to eat that, I put ketchup on it. And then it became something that was developed that I kept
doing. And
that
makes sense. That does make sense.
So I can give you an answer for that. I can't give you an answer for this. By the way, someone says, Joel, you don't put fries on your burger. You're lying and contradicting yourself. No, I'm not lying. I've never put fries on my burger.
Not everybody likes fries in their burger. Not everybody likes fries in their burger.
I eat them separate, but I do not put them on my burger. There's nothing that makes you wrong or me wrong.
I will say ketchup. I wouldn't put ketchup in a baked potato, but I do think it's not as disgusting as you putting ketchup on in mashed potatoes.
But I told you the only reason I put ketchup on mashed potatoes is if they're bland.
They're super bland.
Yeah, and there's just no taste to them at all. It's like eating grits, which I don't understand anyway. But the only reason why you eat grits is because you flavor them with a bunch of other things.
That's true.
So you can put ketchup on grits. That I would because I don't eat grits. Now the ketchup on tamales is where everybody's drawing the line, and I get that.
You don't need, if it's a good tamale, you don't need, you should, it's almost asking for steak sauce with a really perfectly good steak. It's almost not, it's not necessary at all.
Well, let me see. So someone said their son put ketchup on mac and cheese. No way, no how.
You don't do that?
No. And again,
I know people that do that. I won't. I will not put ketchup on mac and cheese. Another big no-no.
Yeah, I won't do that. I'm totally against that. So there you go. Yeah. Okay, so now you're catching hell.
Am I?
Yeah. How does the Latino lover not like tamales? Come on,
Nick. I don't really like tamales that much, man. It's not really my thing. Give me a breakfast taco. Give me a taco. Give me a burrito. Give me an enchilada. Give me a chimichanga.
Someone said sriracha on mashed potatoes.
That's another no-no.
I think a lot of people would say that's a yes.
Sriracha, though, is so loved by so many people. Like, it's a universal, like, I can see how people would say sriracha, yes, and ketchup, no. I can see that. But I wouldn't do that. Again, if it's good mashed potatoes, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Garlic and butter and seasoning.
Ketchup on sweet potato fries. Of course.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer, right?
Why not?
I don't even know why you would text that.
Why is that a problem?
Ketchup or mustard on mac and cheese is a British thing. We'll keep it there because I'm not interested in that.
Tabasco sauce on earth thing. I thought they do that in Louisiana.
Someone said their wife puts barbecue sauce on mac and cheese. I can see that. I just wouldn't do it.
I like me some barbecue sauce, not on no mac and cheese, though.
Boy, there's some strong words being used on ketchup on tamales as like...
I can see people being offended by that.
No, this was someone that was supporting it.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
get all that. Here's a rocket scientist. I bet Joel's the type that puts ketchup on eggs. Again, much like the potatoes. If they're made wrong and you have to eat them, yes. Otherwise, it's not my preferred choice. Matt Bullard, on the other hand, is a guy that prefers it. And I've done it. Now, I've held this one back for you, Nick. This is one I don't know.
Go ahead.
Best peanut butter and jelly ever. Smooth peanut butter, strawberry jam, Ruffles cheddar cheese chips between two pieces of brioche bread. Life-changing. Nope.
Here's what I appreciate. I appreciate the soft to crunchy texture, but the ingredients are all messed up. Also, the peanut butter, you don't go with the smooth peanut butter. You go with the crunchy peanut butter. Everybody knows this. I'm not mad at the strawberry jam because I can do a little strawberry. I can do a little grape. I'm not mad at that. But the cheddar cheese Ruffles in that mix, it's not supposed to be in
no,
there.
No, it's not. I
it's
agree.
Not supposed to
and
be in there
awesome
at all.
And they're awesome alone.
Agreed.
I
would totally
cannot
have
put
those
them
chips.
On a peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. Or at least we agree on something.
Let's call Joel Patrick Mahomes. Okay, I did it way before Patrick Mahomes, so let's just call Patrick Mahomes Joel and we'll call it even. How about that? Cheetos and ketchup? Nah, I can't do that either.
Can't do that either. I've never done that. I don't even know what that tastes like because I'm smart.
Cousin put ketchup on pizza growing up. No chance. You are ruining the pizza.
Yes.
See, same thing. Someone puts ranch on their baked potato because dad made me eat the skin and I hate. That's the same reason, just a different way to get there of why I started putting ketchup on baked potato. I don't know why people get so lost in that.
Yeah.
Warm PB&J with bacon.
No, see.
That's a waste of bacon.
I know there's a saying, bacon is good on anything or good on everything.
It pretty much is.
It's not, though.
Unless you're Charlie Palillo, and that's why Charlie's not human, because Charlie doesn't like bacon.
Or cheese. He watches his ingredients a little bit, I feel like, because he doesn't. Well, I guess he does work out because he plays softball.
Do you put crystal meth on your breakfast taco?
I try not to.
Only when you're not at Hobby Airport? Since we used that in the story yesterday.
Ooh, did you just drop an S-bomb? That almost sounded like an S-bomb.
Nope, sure didn't.
I know you didn't.
I'm a professional.
I can't believe that meth story, by the way. Why would you put that in? But I guess he thought he could get away with it. Or she. I forgot who it was. Was it a he or a she?
That I can't. I don't think they even specified.
Again, the whole lump thing. We didn't go back to clarify. I didn't read that story.
We tried. They didn't give a lot of... The Chronicle didn't give a total... But if you missed it, yesterday, the story came out in the Chronicle that someone tried to pass through security, and we couldn't verify if it was that they were carrying a breakfast taco, and we couldn't verify whether it went through the scanner or they walked through the arches or... A security guy just noticed a large lump in the breakfast taco, and it happened to be crystal meth.
That's crazy to me.
Like, I told you, I always heard about, and I think Lisa's done it before, where if we had food, you can't bring water, but you could pass the food around the security that you walk through, and then you get it on the other side. If you're a security person and you're actually taking the time to look at someone's burrito... Because even still, if you're walking...
You're doing a damn good job. You're thorough, at least.
But even still, if you're walking through the arch or whatever, the security arch...
Right.
If I'm looking at that, the body scan, I'm looking to see you got something in your pants, you got something in a pocket. I don't think the first thing I'm concentrating on is, what's that lump inside the burrito?
I agree. But that's probably why we're not a part of TSA. We don't do these things. But I agree. I wouldn't be looking at that at all. Like, I totally agree. But the person got caught, so...
Now we've actually had an awakening on Twitch. Nobody was aware of the fact that Charlie goes pizza with light cheese. Otherwise, he doesn't really care for cheese. He doesn't like bacon. There was one other one that was really weird. The Charles.
I just remember the cheese and the bacon one.
He doesn't really care for a lot of cheese on his cheese thing. Palilloism. He prefers mall walkers. Somebody's got to. We got one segment to go in the program. We're going to wrap it up next, turn over to the Blitz. They're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. I knew this was going to happen. Every time we bring up anything with ketchup, it just takes off.
Life of its own.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up next. Stay right where you are. It's Press Box ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right. Actually, there's some great texts in here. But someone said they used to do Cheetos with mustard. Nope.
No, 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 no.
No, 100% no.
Hell no. What?
Pretzels on a peanut butter and jelly. No. Although I can see it. Mayo mixed with eggs. No.
Wing sauce on a pretzel. I actually would try that. Never had it, but I'd actually try that.
I would do that as well.
H-Town. I've never tried that, but I would totally do that. That sounds kind of good, actually. If it's a good, fresh pretzel, I'll dip it in some wing sauce.
And someone said, why do you hate Charlie? He could teach us a lot with his massive.
Yeah, why do you hate Charlie so much?
I love Charlie. I had a conversation with Charlie last night. So Charlie and I are friends. So there's no issue there. It's just that he does the same thing to me. We poke fun at each other every now and then.
Boom, boom.
Potato chips and mustard. No, not the same. And okay. And this is what Nick and I were talking about during the break. East Coast people, New York, Philly, Boston to some extent, they believe the only thing that should be put on a hot dog or a pretzel is mustard. And I just couldn't disagree more. Because I think you're missing something. I think that a hot dog with ketchup and mustard is great. You could put onions on there. Some people like relish. And I put onions on everything. Sauteed onions, red onions. Yeah. But I think that that's a... Just like... You can't discriminate. Like, I would put barbecue sauce on a pretzel. I would put ketchup on a pretzel.
I would try that. I really would. I don't think that's disgusting at all.
Some people put hot cheese on a pretzel. That's great.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But that actually sounds normal. That doesn't sound like weird to me.
Nick, and I love our listeners, but hot Cheetos and cream cheese.
No.
It doesn't sound bad.
Now it's becoming weird food combinations. Yeah. This is what it's evolved into. And I've had this discussion before. I've talked about Sean Salisbury's.
Which was what?
Weird food combination. He's sour cream and brown sugar.
Oh, no.
And he was serious about it.
No, not going to do that. Someone said vinegar on French fries or mixed in. Maybe mixed in mashed potatoes, not on French fries.
I don't know. Or maybe if it's a very, very minimal amount.
Sugar cookie with tobacco? And then they corrected it, thankfully, and said sugar cookie with Tabasco. No. That's not a sweet and salty combination, people. Boy. Matt wants to get in here on eggs. I'm interested. Matt, what do you got?
Hey, guys. So I was born and raised in Louisiana, but my grandfather is from Racine, Wisconsin. And I learned from him how to put ketchup on scrambled eggs. And it's actually a pretty good thing. Maybe it's just a Wisconsin thing.
See? Thank you, Matt. Great call. Appreciate you.
Well, so you had your back. You got one person that had your back in that regard.
So I explained this to the Twitchers during the commercial break. When you travel with the team, there's certain times. It's like when you were a kid, and I explain this to my kids all the time. When we were kids, whatever mom made for dinner is what you were eating. And if you didn't want it, then you didn't have to eat it. But you didn't get your choice of like, Taylor will go, no, I don't want that. I'd rather have, and Lisa like, well, I'll make it. No, you won't. Because guess what? When we were kids, it was the same way. You eat what mom made. And if you had to stomach it,
like the Brussels sprouts,
pull out the ketchup. Do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I don't think kids are growing up like with that old school traditional. It's not like you put something on your plate, you got to absolutely complete it and finish it. I don't know if
kids are spoiled. So
there's got to be some parents out there that can enforce that now.
So like Clarence has said, you got to have somebody make you some real mashed potatoes. No, I've had plenty of great mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes are just like the eggs. If you're in a spot, like for instance, you go to the media room on the road getting ready for a game. If you're, and the classic was always in New York at Madison Square Garden for a Sunday morning game. And we're all hungover coming out from the night before in New York. And you go in and they're serving breakfast. And the eggs are hard as rocks. And they're not in butter, and they're not done scrambled the right way or whatever. You know you need something in your system. So in order to stomach the eggs, I put ketchup on them. But if they're cooked right, do I put ketchup on them? No, I don't. Same thing with mashed potatoes. If you go to the media dining room, and they're lumpy and they're bland and everything like that, it's not like you say to the media dining personnel, by the way, do you have any garlic? Do you have any chopped onion? Can I do some things to these mashed potatoes? No,
you can't.
So in order to make them digestible, ketchup.
Okay, that's fine. Here comes John. John, now we're getting calls on the food combos. John, you're on the press box. What's up?
Yeah, back in the mid-90s, it used to be an awesome 24-hour-a-day pool hall back in the on Gulf Freeway down by on College. It's called Playoffs. Badass gamblers there. Also, badass, best pool players I ever saw. Anyway, there's one guy there, one of the best players I looked up to. He ate hot dogs with mayonnaise and diced tomatoes. And I never would have did it, but I tried it because he was a cool player. And believe it or not, hot dogs with mayonnaise and diced tomatoes. It's really good.
Never going to try it. I'm glad that you've given me that critic's choice. I won't be sampling it.
Dick Willie says he took a fat chick to CC's Pizza in high school. She got a plate with pizza and some cinnamon rolls, iced dessert, put ranch on the entire plate, and swallowed everything but the plate. What a woman. I've done that too, Dick Willie.
Man.
They clean them plates up at CC's Pizza, huh?
CC's Pizza is nasty.
It's disgusting. That's probably one of the worst pizzas in the history of pizzas.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're going to do a pizza buffet, Double Dave's.
And even a lot of them, like the Double Dave's by my house, went out of business, unfortunately.
A lot of them went under, and it was even before the pandemic they started going under.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's
because you think
true.
About some of the sacrifices the pandemic has taken from us. Evidently, Fuddruckers are all out. Double Dave's are all out. That's sad, man.
Yeah, it is sad. And then I didn't even realize, not only is the Smashburger, but the Jersey Mike's, both right here are both. I thought it was just one or the other.
The Jersey Mike's here close,
They're
too?
Both closed.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Yep.
It sucks.
Okay, we don't need to turn this into sexual exploits, by the way, in the text messages, because that's where we'll draw the line.
Read it. Go ahead.
No, because there's another one for you that I'm just going to let you stumble.
I know why, because of what I just said about Dick Willie.
No. Everybody going picante sauce on eggs. Yeah, I don't understand that either. There's a ton of people in the Southwest and down here that will put picante sauce on eggs, and that's okay, but then they are grossed out by ketchup. It's just like you and I having the argument about tomato soup or ketchup on a grilled cheese. It's the same.
Well, my mother will make like a macaroni with a bechamel sauce. And has
with
like
a what sauce?
Like a bechamel sauce.
What's that?
It's like a white sauce. You can find it at Le Madelin. They have it there. They sell it in jars.
What's in it?
It's hard for me to tell. It's almost like when you make a roux.
I have
with
a roux against
and
white
and
sauces for the most part, but.
But, no, it's not bad. I think you would actually appreciate that sauce. Bechamel sauce is actually pretty good. But anyway, my point is, mm-hmm. We would put picante sauce on that. It'd be like a condiment, except it's not ketchup. We would put like picante sauce in that. So it'd be like macaroni, ground beef, a bechamel sauce, and a little bit of picante sauce. I don't know if you find that disgusting.
Doesn't sound great, Nick.
Try it.
Mm-mm. Popcorn and sour cream? Okay, you people are grossing me out. We've taken this too far. Grape jelly on scrambled eggs?
Yeah, now it's just getting...
It's just getting weirder by the second. All right, you know, we had some fun. It was the final hour of the program.
I was just being dumb, and it was fun. Yeah, I guess it started because of the debate with the Dorito stuff with Dell and I. See, even Clarence is saying it's a white cream sauce. Tell me what's... Put in the chat, what is it? Like, Clarence? Because I think Joel would actually enjoy it. I just can't... Describe it. It's a really good white cream sauce.
Yeah, Clarence knows what it is, I guess. But all right. Well, oh, and Gabe wants to get in here on food real quick. Let's get Gabe into the program. Gabe, what's going on?
All right, boys. I got something for you to try if you like pancakes and syrup. Chorizo. The same kind of chorizo that you'll mix in with your eggs for breakfast tacos.
Right.
It's delicious.
Wait. Chorizo with what? With your pancakes and...
Chorizo... And your pancakes with syrup.
Oh, I can
delicious.
Do that. I think that would be fine.
That doesn't sound too disgusting.
Yeah,
that actually
sound bad
tastes
at
good.
All.
It just sounds super sweet. It sounds super sweet.
It's like some people that no matter, like it's like your Thanksgiving plate, right? Some people like to mix the macaroni with the stuffing with all that.
Yeah.
Other people keep them separate. The same thing can be said of some people eat their breakfast all separate. Some people like a little eggs and a little sausage with the pancakes with the syrup. I can see that.
I can do that. I don't find that disgusting at all. I actually probably would try something like that. So.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad at all. So,
and you really got to try that bechamel sauce. I'm pretty sure Lisa knows what it is too. You would eat it with your chicken.
I don't think she does.
I bet you. I bet you y'all have had it before.
I don't think either one of us are going white sauce. I don't think any. I'm not a fan of anything white sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, even like I'm not even big on white gravy. Brown gravy.
I can do white gravy. I have no problem with white gravy.
That's even like queso. I don't do the white
the
queso.
The Blanco
either.
Queso. Yeah, you said that. I'm not mad at you, but there is some good queso blancos out there. We've had this.
Someone said Jack Daniels and cornflakes. Now, you, sir, have a problem. That's more than just an eating thing. That's a real legitimate. Okay. See, now people are talking about. We got to get out of here. All right, Blitz is coming up next. They're going to tell you more about everything going on in the world of sports. Astros remain behind in Colorado. Now bottom of the sixth, 2-on, 5-2 Rockies, as it looks like they won't be getting back in the win column today. That's not a good thing. Rockets are taking on the Jazz. Don't think they'll be getting in the win column tonight. But you'll win if you listen to the Blitz for the next 3 hours. Before you do that, let's listen to this. Infuse Energy is the energy provider here for you, the people of Houston, Texas. They got the best ratings in the business. 5 out of 5 stars from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. And simply put, they take care of their customers and they're honest 100% of the time. They don't have to be, but they are, because they want you to know you might not go with them this time, but you'll go with them sometime down the road, because they took the time to be 100% honest and tell you there's another company out there that can beat our rates and prices. Most times, though, their rates are the best and their service is second to none. They take care of everyone that takes the time to look at their website, infuseenergy.com, or better yet, call them, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. When you call, you're going to get a human being on the phone and not an automated system, and they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them until they pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and they get you the best rate they can. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 off your first bill, and the process is going to go from there. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Do what I did. Make the switch today. Infuse energy into your life.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.